Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And I wanted to talk to you about the news that boosters for under 18-year-olds will be available from today. Yes, time to celebrate. 40,000 eligible 16 and 17-year-olds are now eligible to go along and get themselves a third dose of the Fauci juice. Yeah, isn't that amazing? Isn't that, wow, such good news? You know, I'm so old, I can remember back in January 2021 when we were told that because coronavirus attacked mainly the elderly or those with serious comorbidities, that that was the group that was being targeted with the vaccine. I can remember, I'm so old, I can remember that. And now 12 months later, yeah, hey, everybody, let's get the 16 and 17-year-olds triple jabbed to the eyeballs. How did we get to this state? Well, it's been creeping incrementality. That's how we've got to this point. The very notion that vaccines were to be considered for anyone under the age of 60 was a huge, well, it wasn't a huge mistake. It was a huge part of government strategy to vaccinate every human being that in the United Kingdom, regardless of age group, regardless of risk. Regardless of the fact that, let's be honest about it, those under the age of 40 have very little, if any, significant statistical risk from COVID-19. Their survival rate's what, 99.998%, something like that. It's, you know, I mean, frankly, there is little risk, but the government got what they wanted. They have managed to start jabbing the teenagers, and they didn't just jab them once, and they didn't just jab them twice, but now they've got them on their third jab. Young people with lifespans of potentially another, what, 70 years ahead of them, taking three doses of a jab, and nobody knows the medium to long-term consequences of that. We're starting to discover that there are big questions being asked about the fact that the more jabs you take, the more you degrade your own immune system. And to degrade your own immune system when you're aged 80 is one thing, or 90, that's one thing. But to degrade it at age 16 or 17 is something totally different. What does that mean for these young people who are being, you know, they're getting a booster? Well, they're not getting a booster, are they? They're getting a third dose of the thing that's already failed twice. But it's what that third dose will do in their young bodies is my big point. That's what I want to talk about. Because as I say, I don't believe, frankly, that anyone should be taking the vaccines of whatever age. You know, I know people say, oh, well, maybe the elderly, but why? Why should the elderly be given it if at the end of the day, it doesn't appear to stop them getting it or them transmitting it? And whether the mortality rate of those who are jabbed, triple jabbed, is no different to the mortality rate of those who are unjabbed in that age demographic. Not that many are, but those, that just seems to be the case. So, in other words, the efficacy of the virus, of the vaccine itself, is completely questionable. Therefore, I'm not sure why anyone should get it. But I sure as hell, I am certain that teenagers should never be given this thing. And yet, of course, as you know, they plan to go younger than that. They're going down to the five-year-olds. They'll go into the 1 to 5-year-old age group. Anything from the womb out is going to be given this vaccine if they can possibly do it. And they will continue to twist statistics and contort science just to get the mRNA shot into these young bodies. But it is living with the vaccine that's the problem, not living with the virus. Because the vaccine do seem to give this sort of autoimmune deficiency syndrome, which we're now seeing emerging, as some of us talked about back in the summer of 2021. We were talking about this. Once you get into, like, even a second jab, to my mind, is lunatic. But once you're on the third jab, then you have essentially outsourced responsibility for your health to Pfizer, to AstraZeneca, to Moderna. With what consequences? We can but guess. We don't know. That's the truth of the matter. Nobody knows. But we do see enough to make us get very concerned about it. And in a sensible world, what we would do is we would refrain from jabbing young people. But that's the exact opposite to what the government's doing. The government is positioning this as it's ever so benign. And I asked the question on social media, and I'll ask it to you here as we're chatting as well. Imagine if you were seeking to depopulate the planet. How would you go about it? which group would you be very keen to jab and jab and jab again? Young people, the young people, the late teenagers, those in their late teens, for example, or maybe the early 20s, who will have families. If you were seeking to depopulate the world, that's the group you go after. And that's exactly the group that the government is going after. And the government's saying, yes, we're trying to give them protection. Well, I beg to differ. I don't think it's protection you're trying to give them. I'm very concerned about what you're trying to do to our young people. And, you know, I've reached a point in my life where it's a long time since I was in my teens. But I'm also disappointed that so many young people have fallen for the mass formation psychosis and gone along with it. Where's the rebellious spirit amongst the young people? I don't see it, which is rather depressing. I would like to have thought, if I was young again, if I was in my teens, I would be sort of saying, nope, not for me, thanks. But then the government's making their life so difficult that do you give up your social life? You know, do you stop going to, you know, I don't know, concerts and restaurants and pubs and other places frequented by teenagers? Probably not, well, late teenagers. Probably it is a huge pressure. But I think that doesn't explain why so many of them just go along so blithely with it. I watched them over the past few days, again, going into shops, and this is young people, like teenagers, and they couldn't wait to put their bloody masks on. Whereas, of course, they shouldn't be putting any masks on. So I do worry about the mental health of our young people. I'm sure it's not been helped by the last 2 years, which is the government's responsibility fault, not theirs. But this notion anyway, that good news, we're going to give the teenagers a triple shot of the of the DNA therapy is abhorrent, I think. And again, you know, these kids will live with the consequences of this for the rest of their lives, and we do not know what that will mean. Thanks so much for listening.